Time to check in with Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to get the latest on the economic news and hoping that this week would be better than last week. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. We sure are. Stocks finished one of the worst, most negative weeks of the year with another loss on Friday. The Dow was down about 30 points on Friday. In total for the week, the market was down 2.2%, and that's mainly because we saw a spike in interest rates and weaker than expected demand in the housing market. We saw U.S. home building rose in July on a sharp rise in apartment construction. But what's very interesting about the report was there was a major pullback in construction of single-family homes, which underscore the risk of higher mortgage rates, which is really restraining the housing demand. We saw overall starts on new homes rose 5.9% in June, and that puts construction up about 21% from a year ago. But the rise was solely driven by construction of multifamily units, such as apartments and condominiums, which jumped 26% from a month ago. The construction of single-family homes, which is considered a more reliable gauge of housing demand, fell for the first time in 3 months. It fell about 2.2%. Now, also causing the market to fall last week was a lot of reports from several different retailers. Of course, we heard from Walmart, and they described the economic climate we're in right now is challenging. They see a drop off in store traffic, and they say the American consumer is facing higher payroll taxes and remains reluctant to spend. And we also heard from Nordstrom's, which they sell a lot to middle to luxury end market, and they even said that sales remained softer than anticipated, and they lowered down their forecast. And we also heard from Saks this morning. They missed earnings, and their revenue was way below consensus. So that is hurting the markets quite a bit. And we also heard this morning from Amazon. This is a company that we're watching very closely because Amazon sales are actually going up. Amazon just recently purchased a 1 million square foot warehouse in New Jersey, right outside New York City. And what they are going to do is start delivering same day delivery to the nation's largest market, New York City, where there's about 8 million people there. And what they're hoping to do is sell groceries to all these people, but not only groceries. When you go online, you'll be able to order batteries or flat-screen TVs if you want to. So that could be very interesting, and that it looks like that's the way that retailers are going. We're seeing Walmart and Nordstrom's and Saks losing sales, but we're seeing Amazon gain them. Now, that stock has done very, very well. I was actually looking back on the history of that stock, and it became public back in 1997 at $18 a share, and today it's $284 a share. That's about an 18,000% gain. Now, one last piece of history here is 9 years ago today, Google became a public company. They sold about 19 million shares to the market at $85 a share, and everyone thought that was a very expensive stock at the time, but today that stock is actually about $856 a share, about a 900% gain just in 9 years. So if you own that stock, you're a very happy camper. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like the Dow is going to open up down around 25 to 30 points on the open.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your report today, and again, hoping for the best.
Yes, we sure do.
Thank you.
Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He can help you find the way to the best or at least give suggestions. Nobody knows the future, but they study it very closely at Stern, Agee & Leach. And if you have a question about what Mark talked about or some idea that you have, certainly give him a call. It's 479-782-2527. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can also email Mark at mmyers@sternagee.com.